AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. It is 9:30. It's Thursday morning. An opportunity for me to say it, K1 Car Talk time. And welcoming in, the guy from Dungis Family of Autos, Brad Dungis. Good morning, Brad. Nice to have you in here today.
Good morning to you, Charlie. You're the guy.
Oh, well, thank you. that was your blog for a while. I don't know if you in that website.
That's right, Car Guy.
Yeah.
So, Brad, you're Car Guy. Yeah, blogging days. I wish I had time to do that.
Well, there are other people from Northeast Oklahoma that have made themselves world famous with a blog.
I know. Yeah. Well, I was at a meeting yesterday, and we were talking about communication and how. And someone said, in today's world, there never should be an excuse for poor communication because they have so many tools and ways to do it. And I was like, why do we struggle to do it? and why does every organization struggle with that? I mean, because, it seems like it's just always the thing that you can't get enough of, the grease that makes it all go and keeps everybody aligned and focused on the mission and where we're trying to go. You just can't talk about that stuff enough.
No, you can't. And I mean, both, I'm sure for you and many other places, this building included, we're so involved in external communication, talking mm-hmm. with the listeners, that the internal communication sometimes falls apart.
Or and you get so busy with that. I mean, because it's constant. I mean, I show up here a few moments ago, you're in there recording weather cutouts and all the stuff you need to do it all day long, and then we break away, get into this show, and the radio will continue right on after the show ends, of course. There's not a lot of time to take a deep breath.
Exactly. But, it is part of what we do. And so we're here to communicate, number one, a car message. A personal service, a local business, community involvement message, the histories, the traditions that have made stories.
Yeah. That's what I love to do. And we never talked about this, I don't think. But, the reason I really love coming here to talk to you is I practice telling the stories that are the stuff we talk about and communicate with the people. I mean, because understanding your connection to the past, to how things work and where we're going and why we do the things we do or what we're trying to accomplish, that's just all, that's all there is.
But, sure. Yeah. Well, and we all are storytellers. Some of mm-hmm. us are better at it than others, but we all find a story that we like to tell.
So
we've had people around the area that wrote books. We've had people around the area that have written music.
And sometimes the stories aren't necessarily that kind of thing that gets put into that kind of a box. As a story can be something as big as a vision, for someone like what the Boys and Girls Club is doing.
Sure.
And the transformation they're going to go through. Every nonprofit in this community has their story. Everybody's passion has their story, whether you're, it's just walking down the Pathfinder on a nice cold morning like this and, how beautiful it is.
And
those things are what make up that, make it good to practice telling the story. And, it's a fun part of what we do here every week and get a chance to do that.
Well, you
about
brought
the business,
yeah.
About ourselves. And I did bring in something I wanted to mention today, that I draw attention to an article that was in the Tulsa World yesterday written by a friend of mine about another friend of mine. A lot of people don't know that when I got out of college, I was a newspaper reporter at mm-hmm. the Tulsa World. I worked there for 3 years. I was an intern first during college and then got out and ended up being the oil and gas writer there and worked with John Klein, who was one of their columnists now, and a mm-hmm. great old writer, was a sports writer for years and at the World, and a really great guy. He'd been a customer through the years, but he was on the sports desk at that time, and I was in the business office writing mostly oil and gas agate at first, the oil and gas reports. When wells came in, I had to type all that in. But eventually I got to write some other stories.
Well, and that type of story is kind of a formula story. The new well came in, thus mm-hmm. here's the numbers.
Those who remember will know what I'm talking about. We used to report every well that came in, and there were quite a few back in those days. And just by the exact longitude, latitude, how it came in the reports and how many were operating, and the World had that just like obituaries or something
every day.
For years, Riley Wilson was the business manager. We were one of the few papers that actually reported that kind of information on mm-hmm. a daily basis. But heck, we were the oil capital of the world. It was a lot of fun.
The World was the newspaper of record for that type of story.
Yeah, and it was fun. I mean, that was actually my first job. I got to meet a lot of people in Bartlesville that I got to meet later in different aspects of life. People like Pete Silas and Gunn Clarks. I was the new oil and gas writer when T. Boone Pickens and Carl Icahn tried to do the takeover of Phillips. It was an incredible story, being a young business writer, and all this is going on in my grandparents' hometown. And you know, so I got to interview all the leadership of Phillips and Boone and Carl Icahn many times, wrote lots of great stories. It was a very exciting period. And anyway, where I was going with the story, John wrote a story about Harvey Payne, who is another great friend of mine. People probably know Harvey as an attorney from Pawhuska and a great photographer and the first director of the Nature Conservancy's Tallgrass Prairie Preserve. But this is the 27th year since the Nature Conservancy completed that great project in Osage County. And there's a great story about that in the World yesterday, written by John about Harvey, that if you didn't get a chance to see it, I'd just ask you to go back and look at it if you're interested in that at all. It talks a lot about what that is and how important it is. And you know, anybody who grew up around here and has seen the vistas of our prairies when they are unbroken and natural, understand how beautiful that is and how rare it is.
It is.
It truly is one of the rarest ecosystems in the world. If you think about it, at one time it stretched from Pennsylvania all the way to the Rocky Mountains, from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. Not in one great swath, but in big chunks.
Yeah.
And you know, the world has changed. We've built railroads and roads and towns, and we've built fences and farms and, you know, and everything. And it continues to happen. And, you know, the Nature Conservancy is a private organization that spends their own money to go buy and protect land, and this was one of their biggest projects at the time, and in a place where they had really very little presence. We'd had a field office here for only a few years when this happened, and it's a fascinating story. You know, you can see pictures of the Prairie Preserve on our new Toyota building.
Right,
and something I loved being a part of back when I helped out with that. And anyway, Harvey's a great guy and a good friend of mine. And so take a look at that if you didn't see it.
Well, again, and I don't know, I haven't looked. I assume the World has got it online. You may have to be a subscriber to the World to read it. But if you can't find a print version, you know, check out the Tulsa World's website.
There you go.
But
anyway, so that was one thing. Oh, there's lots of good car stuff we can talk about, too. I've got a Ford just announced that they're going to reveal the new Ford EcoSport. I mentioned that after the last meeting, that I thought that would become a reality. This is a small, compact Ford SUV, a compact SUV that's sold in other markets around the world. It's been wildly popular in South America and Europe. It's a segment that Ford doesn't really have a vehicle right now. It's a little bit smaller than the Escape. It's a pretty hot segment right now, and I think it's going to be a great product. It's really good. It's going to have a couple neat things. Anyway, we're going to show it off next week at an auto show in Los Angeles. And we should be, I don't know that they've announced when they're going to start selling them yet, but it'll be in the early part of next year.
Okay. So we can expect to see one in your showroom somewhere in the first quarter of next year.
It might be maybe later than that, probably maybe the second quarter. Usually it's about 4 months out or so that we get really more detail on when it's going to roll out. So we haven't got that yet. So I'd say maybe we're looking at second quarter.
It'd be a fun promotion for you, though. You can have paint up a box on the floors. You know what's coming to this space, and then have it there for a week covered up, just so people can wonder what it's going to look like. And I don't know, but you can have some fun with that.
No, that's great. So we got, speaking of telling stories.
Oh my goodness.
friend of ours from the past. Telling
stories
from the past. Come on in, Buffalo Dale. Welcome.
Hey, all right. Talking about telling stories and writing books, it is the original Buffalo Dale. Local columnist, local writer, guy who finds all kinds of stories to tell, and I understand getting involved in films and everything else. Good morning. You got to get the Footprints and the Dew shirt on this morning. So
the last 10 tapes.
That's it, guys.
Buffalo Dale, good morning, sir. How's everything in your world?
Well, it's good, guys. I'm on the road. I haven't seen you fellas for a long time.
We talked on the phone, but that's about, I haven't seen you except for passing in your RV occasionally.
Well, as you know, I'm on the road with Joe Washington on a book signing deal, and I'm heading down there right now. He called last night and wanted to know where I was, and I said, I've got to go on the radio this morning. morning, but I'll be down as soon as this is over.
Well, I'll give Joe a little plug. I read his book that we picked up at one of those book signings, and it's a very good book. It's very interesting.
You know, him and Barry are coming to town May the 11th. I hope you guys have heard that, and try to get them up here on the radio maybe if we can.
All right.
And but this is about the last 10 tapes. It's this is a film that's coming out next week, Brad.
Really?
And I've been working on it for about 5 months, and it's going to premiere up in Sedan.
Okay.
I understand those tickets are very scarce. Vera Miller is the one that's got that, and the two banks up there that can get tickets there if they're available. Vera's number, if I can give that, is 620-725-3408. And that's up at the Gregg Theater. And the Gregg is one of those old, early 1900 theaters that they bought and trying to keep it going up there in Sedan. It's a beautiful town. I just love Sedan.
Yeah, Sedan is a nice place.
But that's yep. right. And if they can't get up there on Tuesday the 15th of next month, or of next week, November the 17th at the Ponkin in Ponca City. Now that's another beautiful, beautiful mm-hmm. theater over there. And Ponca City has been selling hundreds of these books.
Okay.
And it's going to be there for one time at 7 o'clock next Thursday. And if you can't get to that one and you want to see Reed Drummond, Tuesday, the 22nd, it'll be at the Constantine for one day, and that's at 7 o'clock, and I think Reed's stores close at 5:30 or 6. So you could go shopping and then walk right across the street. And the show will open, the theater will open at 6, and the show starts at 7. It runs about an hour and 15 minutes, and they're calling it a film. But it is a documentary, and it's all based on Footprints in the Dew, and it's all Chubb Anderson talking and the characters from it.
Oh, okay.
But that's the three places here, kind of close. Tulsa Historical Society will be on the 29th, and that's a small theater there on Peoria, mm-hmm. and I understand that will sell out, too. No, it's mm-hmm. the Tulsa Historical okay. Society. They have a little theater there in their building.
Yeah, they have a headquarters or in the old home there. And I
yes,
think,
yeah, beautiful,
beautiful
place.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
But it's,
it holds about 70 people.
The theater, yeah.
And that particular theater, we're donating all the funds to the Tulsa Historical Society on the ticket sales.
Awesome.
And up in Sedan, all the ticket sales go to the Emmett Kelly Museum up there. But Vera Miller has all the information. And if people want to get up there, they need
That's
to call
exciting.
Her pretty quick.
And so people who haven't maybe heard about even the book, let's back up a little bit. Your book was Footprints in the Dew. Tell us about the book and what it's about.
Well, it's of course on the Mullendore murder, and this is Chubb Anderson's life story. And I met Chubb on June of 2006 when he was captured working for Ted Turner up in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed him up to his death, about 4 years worth. And I filmed him all the time, and that I saw him. And that's what these tapes are. We've been editing tapes for months now
mm-hmm.
Of this filming. And as people may or may not know, I wound up getting pulled to a multi-county grand jury investigation on the Mullendore murder. And then the Attorney General put me under a gag order. And that's why it's been a little bit quiet on what I've been doing on this, but the gag order has been released,
okay.
and these films are going to tell people how Chubb said his, not just the murder, his whole life, but of course the murder is the hook on the film.
So how
and
does
the
it
book.
Reflect the book? Is it really the whole content of the book? Does it go beyond the book in the story?
It kind of verifies what I say in the book. I've said everything in the book is true, and this verifies everything that Chubb was talking to me. And as far as what he said in the book is in the film,
mm-hmm.
The film is an hour and about 15 minutes long. So there's a lot of editing in there that is not that is in the book that did not make the film.
Right.
So I think it'll documentaries and films go together,
yeah.
and I think the documentary will push people towards the book, which is what we want, and a real movie, which I'm talking to some people about and have been for a while, putting this together for a real film, and
You mentioned other people. Are there other people in the video as part of this? Or do you have other characters?
There are. Dale Courts is in there, and Dale Courts was the first man on the scene. He's the ranch manager that when the shooting happened, Chubb walked over to his house, and then Dale came back over there. Dale was the very first person there. Ruby Ann Burkhart Surrett, her husband was the cow manager. She's in the film. Bill Hall, who was Chubb's guardian, and played a big role there when Chubb was captured. There's about eight folks that are in the film, but Chubb, of course, is kind of the one that everyone wants to see. But they set up everything as far as what's going on. And usually it looks like tickets are going to be $12. They start at 7 o'clock everywhere but the Tulsa Historical Society. And if you go to their website, they'll give you all the information on that. I've actually got a manager now, Brad.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. So
talk of real movies and stuff would probably lead to that. It's such a fascinating story. And those, you really, it's been a part of the history around here for decades now. And
it is.
A lot of interest in it. I know since you wrote the book. So.
Well, the books are selling very well. The only book, according to the Oklahoman, that is selling more books in the state is Reed Drummond's cookbook. Huh. And we've been bouncing back and forth on number one a little bit, and somehow a cookbook is in the same category as an unsolved murder. But we'll see how that goes on. Maybe I'll pass Reed. I don't know. But anyway.
She has quite a following.
I know it. And I think
I've heard there's been thousands of people going through her.
I have been over there. If you guys haven't been, I putting posters up over there. I've been there 3 days. Opening day, a line of about 150 is kind of common into the restaurant now. Into the Mercantile. 4,500.
Yeah, I heard they've had up to over 10,000 on some days, and over 37,000 maybe in total far.
Yeah.
And so I don't have verification of that, but I did hear that from some people who would know. So.
Well, Frederick Drummond and I sat on the street and watched them for about 30 minutes, and the line got longer, not shorter. So, but it's great for the town. I just love Pawhuska too. I don't know. I just love these little
really
communities.
Exciting,
I know you guys do,
and
it's great for the community and the other little businesses that are there.
Uh-huh.
So
so many visitors are coming to Oklahoma just to see this. And I think that's a great thing, too, for our community and for Pawhuska and this whole area.
When you look at the car tags on the street, which is packed with cars, they're from all over the place.
I expect so.
So and they're buying the book. I have two or three books, places that are selling the books over there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to restock them once already. So I like Reader.
Maybe you and Reed can work out something. You can do some time on her TV show or something.
Well, I love that. If Reed's listening out there, my number is. But I sure appreciate you letting me come in and tell folks about this piece of history that they're going to see. And I love listening to you too, Brad, because you're on top of the line on this car. People think I've got a Toyota dealership out at my house because we drive all Toyotas. And we just love those cars, and Brad keeps us on top of all the trends that Toyota's doing, which is awful good. So.
Well, thank you, Dale. You're a good friend. Love to help you with this story. It's really been fascinating, and quite a ride you've been on the last few years with this. It's exciting, I expect.
It has been. I'm putting on the miles. About 26,000 miles last year. Of course, I was in New York three times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think last time I was on, I was heading to New York.
That may be about a year ago.
I stayed in the little motor home in Manhattan right on the streets for almost a month. And it's kind of easy. If you know the parking rules, it's free to park from 7 to 7 at night. You just have to know what side of the street to park on because the street sweepers come through.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that out, and I just found a place at 7 o'clock, and I just pulled the motorhome in, and I didn't answer my door when someone came knocking. But I love Manhattan and New York City. It's a great place to visit.
That's a way to experience it. I have never experience myself.
Living on the street
Living
in Manhattan.
On the street to Manhattan in a motorhome. Yeah.
Well, it's quite a deal. And Joe Sears was the first one that wanted to talk to me when I come
I
back
bet.
And see. Yes, this is going to be a great thing. And hour and 15 minutes. And I can't wait to see the audience response. Sedan is the first showing, and then Ponca City will be the Oklahoma premiere. And I bet you're going to ask me about showing in Bartlesville area.
I was wondering if we should.
That's an appropriate question.
Well, we just signed it yesterday. My manager did up in Dewey at the Heritage Theater and Cafe, which only holds about 120, so that will sell out too.
But a great spot for it.
December the 8th.
Excellent.
If people want to write that
down. So the first one is November 15th. Let's back up. It's the last 10 tapes. It's based on a book, the book by Dale Lewis on Footprints in the Dew, on the Damon Chubb Anderson and the unsolved Mullendore murder. And the movies, the documentary is going to be shown in Sedan on November 15th, Ponca City on November 17th, Pawhuska on November 22nd, and in Tulsa at the Tulsa Historical Society on November 29th. And just announced the December, 8th?
8th.
8th.
Up in Dewey.
In Dewey. Great. How do they get tickets to the Dewey? At Heritage Cafe?
Or? It's just call up to the Heritage, and I believe they're going to take dinner reservations. Mm-hmm. And then if you're just wanting to see the film, I believe it will be a buy a ticket at the door.
Okay.
So a person better get there early.
Reservation might be a way to go.
I think so, Brad.
Come for lunch and stay for dinner.
But that's great, and gosh, I can't thank you guys enough for having me in, and you all are wonderful. I'd enjoy listening to you, and I'd like to listen a little bit more about what's going on with Toyota and Ford, Brad. So I'm going to sit here while you wrap up the show and I listen to you.
All right, well, we could do that. We've got a lot of great deals going on out at the dealership. We talk about it this time of year, but it is the model year-end closeout period where all our old model year vehicles have got the deepest discounts possible. Actually, you can go online and see a great deal on every vehicle. Our internet pricing is really outstanding. We do the discounting for you online. You don't have to go in and negotiate. It's pretty simple.
Makes the process just so transparent, so easy for people on the way. Now, do you still have a few 15s?
Have a few 15s. Okay. And frankly, sometimes I have to say this carefully because sometimes the manufacturers restrict how we talk about our pricing, and there are rules about how we can price a car.
And there are state laws on how.
And there are state laws. So, under the law, I'm not supposed to advertise a dealer invoice or cost and say that in an ad. And then some manufacturers restrict you from advertising below that price too. So, there's times with some of our brands, particularly let's say Lincoln and Toyota, where you might call or come in and we can give you our better price than we can show online.
So these are really deep discounts, and that's something that I'm sure you can say.
Yes, definitely. And especially on the oldest inventory in stock, it needs to go. We've got a limited amount of time to make those sales in this year, which is our preference. We don't want to count them at the end. You go through an inventory cycle, plus just getting rid of the old model year, so we're making room for all the 17s that are coming in. We've got a whole bunch of Super Duties on the way, a good selection in stock right now, and a whole bunch on the way, and we need to clear out those 16s and make room for the new ones.
Just think of all those green tickets you get.
You get green tickets. You get a chance for Tires for Life, a great 995 oil change, all the great stuff that Dungis Family of Autos does to make that your ownership experience really great with the car. That's what we're focused on.
And you're talking about, just before we started with Dale, the unveiling of a new Ford.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are going to be some new Toyotas that will be coming.
Oh, yeah. We've got great stuff coming next year. There'll be a revision on the Camry. It's going to get a big facelift and really be, I think, something really different for Camry. It'll be a great update, I think. We're looking at things like a revised Highlander coming next year, already one of our best-selling vehicles, an incredible deal. The Tacoma is brand new now. People need to come check out Tacoma. It's got a lot of great features. It's really hot, and it is. I think probably one of the freshest things we have.
Stop by, test drive a Tacoma, and get your name in for the big drawing coming up.
That's right. It is what we're now calling the Dungis Best Christmas Ever. So December 20th, you come in before then, take a test drive, you register to win. You'll win. We give everybody who takes a spin and a test ride gets a prize. Then we have monthly drawings, and then we're going to have for the grand prize on December 20th, we're going to draw one lucky person will be the winner of $7,500 as we're celebrating our 75th year here in Bartlesville. And just really excited to do that and a chance for you to have the best Christmas ever.
And that's great because when people come in and buy a brand new 2016 or 17 from Dundas, then you get a great used car to put back on your lot.
That's right. The whole cycle works that way. That's, you know, from the 995 oil change, you come in, you maintain your vehicle, you get great resale value. We know the history of the vehicle, makes it easy for us to sell recondition that vehicle, and so it all works together to create value.
It does, and when you publicize some of those things on your website, particularly I think the used vehicles, because you take, you know, some 20, 30 or more photos of that vehicle, and if there's a little blemish, you're not hiding it. Let's take a picture of the blemish.
I mean, a used car is a used car. Yep. They're going to not be new cars. That's why they're not, and you know, so that you want to show that. I mean, I think that's part of the transparency that's required in retail today. You just got to be able to show people what they're going to get and give them straight answers. That's what they expect and what they demand.
And I think that we're continuing to answer questions for people on Q certification. It's a great idea that you added a year and a half or so for free.
Right. And don't forget, that's our no cost to you thing. We add to any vehicle that qualifies that meets our standards. It's a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, essentially, that covers your vehicle at no cost to you. Usually on any vehicle we have under 100,000 miles, you're mm-hmm. going to get that. We also have a great selection of manufacturer certified vehicles, Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns. These come with the manufacturer certification program, which is even longer and covers more components. They're a little bit different, so ask your sales consultant about that, but they're really great programs. So we've got those, plus our wholesale vehicles, mm-hmm. they're as is. We do safety inspections on those, do the best of our ability, make sure they're ride and drive, but we're not going to fully recondition these like we do our certified vehicles. But those are great values. Those are vehicles usually over 100,000 miles, but a lot of them have a lot of life left. Mm-hmm. They are sold as is. There's no guarantee, but there's great value there. And if you're looking for something for just a few thousand dollars, we've got that kind of vehicle also.
Well, but these are, again, vehicles that you have performed we're calling it a safety inspection. Mm-hmm. If there was brake problems or something that would be compromised the safety,
we would repair that part of it or wholesale the vehicle then, mm-hmm. if we find something like that. You know, a lot of times on older vehicles you can go in and start really, you know, breaking things down and find stuff, and you know, so we'll be happy to show you what we do find if mm-hmm. if there is something that we suspect that UVI would be available to you, so we can show you, and you can always take it to your mechanic and have it looked at. I mean,
sure.
That's something we recommend to everybody. Or we'll do it right there with you.
And the nice thing about what you do as well is, of course, the We Will Buy Your Vehicle program. It adds a lot of transparency to the purchase process, whether you buy a Ford, Lincoln, a Toyota from you or buy some other breed from somebody else.
Well, I think that's part of one of those things, you know, people need to be aware of when you're negotiating a car deal. There's multiple pieces to that. There's the purchase of your vehicle, there's the trade, there's all the financing. So we'll give you a cash offer for your vehicle, whether you're going to trade it in with us or not. A lot of people might move some money around in the deal with trade allowance and trade values. We try to be upfront with that and straight. So keep the other dealer honest if you want, and let us take a shot at it.
Okay, well, I think you just need to have Dale over autographing some books for you there sometime.
We've had a few book signings.
Well, I did, before we wrap it up here, I did want to thank Brad. He got involved. I was looking for a college car for my daughter, and he had a nice Camry out there, low mileage, and Brad got involved personally when I was looking for this car for my daughter, so I wanted to thank Brad. She's driving the tires off of that car, too, and back and forth to Oklahoma City, but it's a great little Camry, low mileage, one owner, and I just wanted to thank Brad for that, because she loves the car.
Well, when she needs new tires, there's a place in town that has a low-price tire guarantee. Maybe you should talk to him.
We're already working on that. And one more thing. Why don't I come back in a couple of weeks and give a couple tickets away to the Dewey showing here, the week before, maybe.
Then we'll be looking forward to that if you can work it out.
Yeah, that'd be great. Excellent.
Check out the great buys online, DundasChoice.com, and stop by for a 995 oil change on your new or used car. You get green tickets when you buy. So
that's right.
All right.
Check us out. Thank you, everybody.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227.